Hi everybody, I'm Brenda and I'm an alcoholic. And thank you, Anne, for the loving invitation to come and share with you today at the Joyous Service Workshop my experiences of being involved in service and where I came from and here I am today. So I came into AA a good number of years ago. In my first few months, I met some people who were involved in service. I didn't understand what that was. I was just a newcomer. And eventually those people who I met who were involved in service took me along in this journey of service as well as recovery. I was less than a year when I became a general service rep, and it was quite an experience, I have to say. I thought I knew everything and I knew nothing. I used to travel around with this gentleman, Alan W., who's no longer with us. And he took me under his wing. At that time, he was the area chair for Southeastern New York. And we traveled a great distance. We got lost a lot of times. We had a lot of laughs. And we talked about service. William, who's in the back, he's also very much service-oriented. Many of you know him. He was also joining us in these travels. And Marie. Marie, as you also know, is very big in service. And many people here. Many that I have had the good fortune of meeting and helped me in my own service experiences along the way. It was hard enough trying to get sober, and there were some difficulties in my first year, some things that I should not have done when I was a newcomer. And as a result of some of those things that I should not have done, it kind of led me in a path that wasn't heading in the right direction. But because I became involved in service within the home group, at that time, I was a member of the Advent group. My very first service commitment was a greeter at the door, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. It was a great, important service commitment. They gave me the opportunity to make the cards for the anniversaries, and you know, they let me do that for 6 months. And this gentleman, Tom, who was the chair at that time, said, "You know, Brenda, you did such a great job doing this. Why don't you just do it for another 6 months?" And I was happy to do that, because it did a couple of things. It kept me coming back to the home group, it got me involved with the home group, and it also allowed me to have some kind of support system within the home group. And obviously, you know, a sponsor and, you know, other people who were doing service within the group. But I wanted something a little bit more, and I remember seeing Alan, I heard him talking about things that he was going to, and I was a little bit curious. You heard Nelson talk about this, the Spanish districts. I used to love going to the Spanish district meetings with Alan. I love that they always say serve food on Sundays. But it was a great experience. I could not understand Spanish, but I sat there and I enjoyed everything and everyone in that room. And, you know, when I think about it now, when I look back on that, the experience of having been with all these people from everywhere, really, we were all trying to do the same thing. We were all trying to carry the message to the alcoholics or sufferers. And we did that by way of the service committees we have here today, well represented. Thank you very much. And, you know, whatever we do, and the county and the entrepreneurs, we all have something. We all contribute something in some way. And it's very special. It really is. Service it's enhanced my sobriety. It doesn't always, it can't replace the recovery aspect of it, because I need to still work on that. I'm an alcoholic in recovery, and I'm still at arm's length away from drink, and it's been a very, very long time since, you know, I've come into AA to where I am today. But service has been a predominant part of me staying sober as a sober woman, being responsible, being able to take what I learn within the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and practice them outside in my everyday life, because it's pretty tough thing out there in the real world when you think about it. I knew how to drink. I think we all kind of like understand that. But I didn't know how to stop from drinking, and I learned all these things here in the rooms of AA. Somebody was kind enough to keep the doors open so that this alcoholic could find her way into AA. And the way that I came into AA was by way of a doctor, a psychiatrist. So somehow he knew about AA, because he had the AA literature. He had the big book. It was the third edition. I've never seen all these things. He talked about AA. He talked about going to beginners meetings. He talked about getting connected with other women. getting involved. So how did he know this, this doctor? Well, somehow he reached out to AA at some point and he got all this information. And that information, he passed it on to me. And I'm very grateful to that doctor, to that physician for doing that, because I wouldn't be here today. Some of the things that I was blessed to do, besides getting sober and hanging out with the sober crowd, you know, we traveled in packs when we went to our AA meetings, which is great. But service took it to another level for me. As I said, I became a general service rep. Still unsure of things, I was given my very first service manual. That was like, it was enough that I had to try and read the big book, and then I'm going to have to try and understand the service manual, which is a little bit tough. But I got through it, and you know what? I did that with other people who were involved in service, people who knew more about service than I did, and people who are willing to explain things to me that I didn't understand. And that's what it's all about, sharing information and staying sober at the same time. And those are, you know, they're great experiences. I have done some things, you know, at the county level. Yes, I was a district committee member chair, and I was very grateful for that opportunity to serve. I served with a lot of great men and women, and we always maintain that we're carrying the message to the alcoholic, whether it was through the service committees, whether it was through the share of days or the, you know, the breakfast meetings or even events like this, these workshops that Southeastern New York City is able to provide and help with. It's all about information and carrying it out beyond the home group, even to professionals in the community so that they know what's AA all about. Because we are here. We're not going anywhere. We've been around for 75 plus years. I don't think we're going to be going anywhere, not anytime soon anyway. When I had the opportunity to get involved in the area, and I served as an area chair, which is a great experience. You know, and other things happened along the way in my own personal life. At some point, I stopped being involved in service. I decided for myself that it was like a little bit too much for me. I needed to take a break. At this point, it'd been like 14 years. Now, that may not be a lot to some, but it is a lot to others. And for me, I knew that it was time for me to step back and start working on Brenda again. So I stepped away from AA. There were some disappointments along the way. There were some exciting things along the way also. I always maintain a great relationship with a lot of people that I've met in my travels and my journey in service. And there are some people that I did come up against and butt heads with. I mean, I think that's only natural in some situations that you don't always have to get along with everybody, that you can agree to disagree. And sometimes some people just aren't nice. That's all. But it's about what I need to do as a sober woman. I don't need to behave like that because I'm here, because I'm grateful that I'm an alcoholic, I'm an AA, and AA has saved my life and it continues to save lives. We are all a work in progress. I know I am. I have still much to learn from the newcomer who's walking in the door. And if you are new and you think you're not sure if you should be here, stick around. AA is here for you, it's here for me, but there's a lot of wealth and a lot of information, a lot of knowledge here on how we stay sober. I didn't do it by myself. I needed you guys to help me. I needed the service committees to explain to me what is this thing called CPC, and Kristen did a nice job explaining it to me. Thank you very much. You know, there's a service commitment for everybody in AA. It may not necessarily be at the home group level. It could be at the intergroup level. It could even be in the county and beyond that. But there is a little something that each and every one of us can do. No sponsorship. That's all part of service. You know, just making that coffee, that's all part of service. It's all part of the joy of living. We're giving back in some way, small or large, we're giving back in some way. As I said, I stepped away from AA because my dynamics changed. So I had to reevaluate my own life and my recovery. And, you know, I've been working on that. Not always perfect, but I do what I can to stay sober. We were here last night at a beginners meeting, and it was really a treat to be back in the rooms of AA. It really was. And to be, as much as I love the digital media, and this is fantastic, this really is, because many years ago, we didn't have this. So this is so cool to have all these things. But there's something to be said about being in a room full of alcoholics who, you guys get me, and I hope I get you too, because I only have one problem, and that's alcoholism. All the other things that are going in my life, you know, I'll take care of those in the best way that I can. But I'm grateful that I'm sober. I'm grateful to be part of Alcoholics Anonymous. I guess you could say I'm just grateful. I really am. I mean, it is a blessing. If you are involved in service and you're not sure, ask somebody for help. Read the literature. You know, we have this wonderful list of service sponsors. Hopefully that you'll reach out to somebody who does have that list and can help you in your journey in service. But like I said, there is a little something for everybody in AA, from greeter to coffee maker to chairing a meeting to being the general service rep, who's really the important role, is that you're bringing that information back to your group. Without that information, your group's not going to be informed. How are they going to know what's going on in the rest of the world? How do they know that, you know, some decisions have been made at these conferences that our area delegate goes to every year? How do we know these things? Well, your general service rep is going to bring that information to you. And it keeps your group informed, and it keeps your group connected to AA as a whole. And it's truly a blessing. And if you think about it, right? I mean, there is more to it than just being in the rooms. There really is. But you have to find what works for you. Service may not be for everybody, but there's a little bit of something that you can do to give back to AA. And even if it's sharing a little bit about AA to maybe a family member, somebody who's hurting. And like Nelson said, you plant the seed and then we let it grow. We're not responsible for that afterwards. Just plant that seed. That's all we have to do. Just be present, be in the now, stay sober, and carry the message. I love the I Am Responsibility Declaration too. It's one of my favorite, always has been. And as a result of that, I feel that I'm still responsible today. Now, I showed up for a workshop that I was invited to participate in. I remember times when I wasn't showing up for things, when I let people down, or I just didn't want to go. But I can be a different person today, a different woman. I'm a member of society now because you guys showed me how to live, show me that it's okay to make mistakes. Hopefully you're not going to pick up over those mistakes, which I haven't. But it's life on life's terms. There's really nothing more than I can share, except it's really, really simple. It's a simple message that we carry. We don't drink. We help another alcoholic. We do some kind of service, whatever it may be. Whatever is your thing. Say hello to someone, a smile. Offer somebody a cup of coffee. Make that phone call. And now that we have these smartphones, we've really got no excuse to make a phone call or send a text message to say, hey, I'm hurting. Can you help me? I don't want to pick up a drink. Those things have changed. Life is moving forward and it's moving fast. But for me, AA is moving slow for this alcoholic, because I need you guys. I'm always going to need you guys. And I know that you're going to be here for family members. I mean, I don't have family here, but I know that there are members in my family who could benefit from what Alcoholics Anonymous does offer and bring. And I want that message to be carried, not just in this room, not just in this county, not just in this state, but I like that it continues to be carried globally, so that somebody somewhere is going to hear our message. Somebody somewhere is going to like come into these rooms, whether they're mandated or whether they walk in voluntarily. But the message of AA on how we stay sober is here. We can only be the messengers. Can't make each other stay sober. That's really an individual thing. That's just my view. It really is. But if we do this together, we have a stronger hope and a stronger chance of getting sober. And joy of service is what it's all about. If you're not happy with service, I think it's okay to take a little break and step back. But maybe run it by somebody first, just to see if, what are your motives for doing that. You can always come back to it. You can always do something in your home group. And I'm just grateful that even over these last 2 years, where it's been some very trying times for all of us, that AA has continued through digital media and through those occasional light meetings. But if you're helping to stay sober and you're helping another alcoholic, that's what it's all about, right? It's pretty straightforward and it's pretty simple. So that's all I have to really share. Thank you.